Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
While the U.S. Senate hearings for RFK Jr. have proven one thing beyond any doubt, that U.S. senators are pharma whores. They've sold out to big pharma and the vaccine industry. They worship vaccines, even though they don't worship God or Christ. They don't love America. I'm talking about senators like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. But they sure worship vaccines, man. All in on vaccines just goes to show you how much they actually hate children and they hate the American public. And they are beholden to the disease profiteering of the pharmaceutical industry. And I thought I would explain here just briefly why vaccines are so important to the medical establishment. It's not because they prevent infections. It's not because they don't. COVID vaccine doesn't even work. It's not that vaccines save lives, they don't. It's that vaccines create future customers for big pharma. Vaccines generate cancer. They cause infections. Vaccines cause autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders. The aluminum adjuvants that are in vaccines cause long-term brain damage. It promotes Alzheimer's and dementia. Vaccines are a money-making injection that sickens a person for life, generating a windfall of profits for big pharma. It's all a money-making machine. It's got zero to do with public health or saving lives or preventing infections or preventing polio. Complete quackery and fraud is what vaccines are. Vaccines don't prevent polio. Vaccines don't prevent measles. Vaccines actually spread polio and spread measles. Or they spread symptoms that are then called polio. But almost all the polio in the world today is vaccine-induced polio. Almost every case of measles outbreak that happens in some country is caused by measles vaccines. Chickenpox vaccines spread chickenpox. It even says so right on the vaccine insert. It says if you get the varicella vaccine, don't hang around other people because you might make them sick with chickenpox. I mean, it openly admits it. That when you take the vaccine, you become a shedder of the chickenpox. Look, vaccines are disease seeds. That's what they should really be called, disease seeds, because they inject you with the seeds of future disease, which is what Big Pharma needs for its revenue model. And then they take a portion of that revenue and they pay off senators like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and others. They pay them off through pharma lobbying. They just bribe their way to try to keep their criminal racket going. And what's even more shocking is that RFK Jr. is not even opposed to vaccines. And they still don't like him. And this is a really key point to understand. See, RFK Jr. is not an anti-vaxxer. He said he loves Operation Warp Speed. He said he loves vaccines. Well, I mean, he didn't use the word love, but I'm paraphrasing. What RFK Jr. wants to do is simply make vaccines safer. Okay, that means removing the aluminum and removing the mercury from the vaccines. So why does the idea of making vaccines safer, why does that panic U.S. senators who are bribed by Big Pharma? It's for the very reason I just mentioned, because it's the toxic elements in the vaccines that create the future disease that generates the windfall of profits for Big Pharma. In other words, Big Pharma knows that they have to make their vaccines harmful. If they can't make their vaccines harmful, then they can't cause cancers and Alzheimer's and autoimmune disorders and all these other, you know, immune suppression and all the things that vaccines actually accomplish. So in other words, if RFK Jr. were head of HHS and if he made vaccines safe, let's say, then from Big Pharma's point of view, that would defeat the whole purpose of vaccines, which is to be dangerous, to cause harm, to generate disease, to generate symptoms, to generate profits, to generate cancer. The entire pharmaceutical industry depends on vaccines provoking diseases, conditions, and symptoms. And RFK Jr. threatens to take that away by making vaccines safer, you see? Now, it all makes sense once you understand that point. It's not about eliminating vaccines. RFK Jr. is not anti-vaccine, and he would not take away vaccines. He would not halt vaccines in any way whatsoever. Anybody that wants to take vaccines because they have a suicide wish, they'll be free to do so. I mean, you know, the ones that aren't already dead from taking the COVID jabs over and over again. But the living will still be able to take vaccines if they have a suicide wish. And, you know, hey, that's health freedom. If you want to jab yourself and die, it's your freedom to do so. You know, go for it. I mean, if you love being sick every year with the flu, keep taking flu jabs, you know. Whatever. If you love getting chicken pox and measles, keep taking the jabs for chicken pox and measles. For the rest of us who want to be healthy, you know, we say no to all that, but RFK Jr. would not take away vaccines. That's not what this is about. This is about RFK taking away only the toxic ingredients in vaccines. It's those toxic ingredients. I mean, that's the whole point, right? So the whole narrative, the whole story around vaccines is nothing but a false pretense to deliver a payload of toxic elements into the bodies of children and adults. That's all it is. So they created this whole fictional historical narrative. Oh, vaccines cured polio. No, they didn't. Not even close. Public sanitation stopped polio. You know, clean running water and sewer systems that work so that there's not feces just running down the curbs of the streets, etc. You know, public sanitation cured polio. And making vaccines safe would make them really pointless. You know, pointless to inject from the point of view of Big Pharma. They'd be like, well, gosh, we're not going to have profits in the future. We can't make children sick with all the vaccines. Got to keep making children sick. Got to keep causing autism, you know. Because, yes, vaccines cause autism. And autism is a windfall of profits for doctors and pediatricians and the pharmaceutical industry. So I think most of you listening to this, you already understand all of this. U.S. senators, probably they know this, but they don't care. They want to take money, sacrifice children in the process. I mean, most of these senators voting against RFK are the same senators that vote in favor of murdering babies via abortion. They don't love children. They're not trying to save children. They're trying to hurt children. They go along with murder, abortion, you know, genocide, you name it. They go along with that. They are evil, nefarious people. So just understand what you're dealing with here. When you look at U.S. senators like Elizabeth Warren, you know, it's questionable whether she's a human creature at all. I mean, she looks demonic. She's infested by demons. She's anti-human. And she also hates crypto for whatever reason, because she hates human freedom financially as well as medically. So call your senators today and ask them to support RFK Jr., because that's the only way we defeat this evil pharma cartel and actually help protect children from being injected with toxic chemicals and toxic elements like aluminum, which is in vaccines. Unbelievable. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And also, of course, you can find me at brighteon.com. Take care.
Folks, because of weather weaponization and attacks on the food supply chain around the world, coffee prices are skyrocketing. This is just true everywhere. Coffee is going up 40% from our own suppliers here at healthrangerstore.com. As a result, the current inventory of coffee that we have, which is just world-class, laboratory-tested, certified organic, we are not raising the price on it, but this is the last batch of various coffee products that we have at the current prices. Everything's going up around the world. So I'm showing what we have here. We've got the coffee bean products that are ultra delicious, hand roasted, fair trade. We've also got the instant coffee, certified organic, in the pouches as well as the number 10 cans. You're going to absolutely love the taste and the cleanliness of this coffee, because we just go to great lengths to source, you know, fair trade, ultra clean coffee products. Now, if you go to healthrangerstore.com/coffee, it will show you what we have available. All the different packs. Here's the organic hand roasted whole bean coffee, decaffeinated from Honduras. And we've got here the El Guapo blend and some other blends that we have all available. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com/coffee. The prices that you see right now, this is the last of these prices, okay? I just want to make that clear. Coffee prices are going up around the world. The cost of our raw materials is going up 40%. I don't know what that means about the prices of our products coming up, but they're going to be substantially higher. It's just the way it is everywhere. Our price increase on the coffee will go into effect on February 4th, as shown on our screen here. February 4th at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's very exact. Our prices go up. So until then, you can get all of our coffee products at the current price, which is below the existing market price now. But we're not raising the costs on the products we already have. But we will have to charge more beginning February 4th as we bring in our new raw materials and make new product for you. So take advantage of this before February 4th. And that's the best price you'll ever see on some of the best quality coffee in the world. Nevertheless, we have so many other products available at healthrangerstore.com, including this new product, the Instant Organic Creamy, Buttery, Cheesy, where did that go? Mashed potatoes, here it is, with really pure, natural, simple ingredients, all organic, all laboratory tested. People are loving that formula. And we have so much more collagen supplements that are available, also super delicious, oxidative stress. And if you scroll down on the homepage there at healthrangerstore.com, you can see all the different categories: preparedness, supplements, personal care, food and beverage, and also home, products for your home, laundry detergent, body soap, other liquid soaps. And we've also got, toothpaste as well, that's ultra clean and really pure, simple ingredients. So check it all out. You can shop by health goals. You can shop by what's back in stock. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps support us here at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com, so we can continue to bring you the news of the world in a pro-human format, which is really important. And also we can build platforms for human freedom, such as Brighteon.com and our new upcoming AI model. Let me bring that up, Brighteon.ai. If you go to Brighteon.ai, and if you scroll down there on the right-hand side, enter your email address right here, and we will email you when this model is available on March 1st. You'll be able to download it and use it for free in perpetuity. It's non-commercial, but you can use it for commercial purposes if you wish. But I mean, it's not commercial on our side. We don't charge you anything for it, and there's no advertising at all. No fee, completely free. So enjoy that at Brighteon.ai, and visit me on Brighteon.social as well as Brighteon.io. And you can follow my interviews, podcasts, and videos at Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your support.